Huge crowds of protesters have been marching through Iran's capital on the 12th consecutive day of unrest in the country. The protests, said to be the largest show of force by opponents of the establishment in years, was sparked by anger over the collapse of the Iranian currency and has spread to more than 100 cities across the country. Well, for the latest, we're joined now by global affairs journalist Tara Kangerlou. And Tara, you're very welcome. Can you tell us firstly what happened last night?
Thank you so much for having me and covering the story. Great question. We still don't know fully because, as done in the past, the Iranian regime is known to implement complete internet blackout. I've been in touch with quite a few Iranian folks inside the country, different cities. And as of last night, I'm in London. My WhatsApp messages were not going through. None of them have seen my messages. And we're talking about almost 20 people. And that's the case with a nation of 90 million. So this internet blackout has had a huge impact on us from the outside, knowing what's going on in Iran. The country has woken up. Images are slowly trickling in. Videos are slowly coming in. So I think in the next few hours, we're going to see what has happened overnight. The purpose of the internet blackout is for the regime to crack down and stifle protests. Again, we've seen how violently they attack protesters with sometimes machine guns, rubber bullets, tear gas, anything you can imagine. Some videos I've seen have been actually quite violent in Karaj, just outside of Tehran in Fardis. But again, I think in the next few hours, we're going to be seeing more. But as you mentioned, these protests have been unprecedented. And once again, the Iranian people are rallying and coming together, telling the world that we want change. We no longer want this regime and this establishment.
And is that effectively what people want? Or what is it that sparked the protests?
As you mentioned, the collapse of the economy. Again, Iran is a country of 90 million with some of the most potent natural resources, oil, gas, but some of the most educated people in that entire region. They have for years been robbed from reaching and meeting their fullest potential by the government, by the corruption of the regime, and also, of course, foreign sanctions. So they've had it. It's their final straw, and they're fed up. So the economy's collapse prompted the protests that we've seen in the last 12 days. But categorically, over and over, over the years, Iranians have been choked on all fronts, and only a minority close to the regime have been benefiting and looting and living off the back of the Iranian people. So they want change. They know what they want. They know what they deserve. And what they're getting is not that.
There have been reports that many protesters have already been killed, including children. I think the latest figures reported is 34 protesters, 5 of them children. And Donald Trump, the US president, has warned that the US is locked and loaded if Iran kills more peaceful protesters. How important is the role of the US here?
Yes, of course. By the way, the harassment and abuse and killing of children is not—it's not something new. This has happened previously. We've seen teenagers also killed, arrested during the mass protest in 2022 with the Woman Life Freedom Movement. So that's that has precedence when it comes to the behavior of the Islamic regime. With regards to Donald Trump, I think again, speaking to people in Iran before this blackout, one of the reasons that people came out on the street was because they thought they have somewhat of a support from Donald Trump, from the U.S. Again, not because they trust outside forces, and this is the nuance here, but again, over and over, Iranian people have seen their protests and voices be stifled and quashed by the regime, right? And they've been killed, they've been risking their lives to come on the streets asking for this change, but this time Donald Trump's messaging has been a show of support to Iranians, and I think that has played a big role in calling, in us seeing these mass protests. Also, the son of the former monarch of Iran has been quite outspoken, and he's also calling for unity. So I think these outside voices are somewhat, I don't want to use the word encouraging because, the Iranian people, as many of them say, they have nothing more to lose. But this is what makes it perhaps different from 2009, right? The Green Movement, where people called for Obama to support them. And they were, you know, left alone. And we saw what Ahmadinejad did. So what Trump says matters. And I hope he says it responsibly.
All right. Well, as you say, this is a big breaking story. We'll keep an eye on it as the morning goes on. But thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning. That is Global Affairs journalist Tara Kangaloo.